88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family, and checking in every Wednesday for Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to chat with you once again. Throughout the summer, looking at these 8 ways to help kids regain their sense of safety and purpose. We've made it to tip number 7.
That's right. So this tip is called working from the outside in to reactivate interest. So the reality is that God gave us emotions. They help us significantly with taking action. But if a child is struggling with depression or low motivation, so the other day I was mentioning on our Parenting Moments the ladder. So if a child is at the bottom of the ladder, they might be in this sort of freeze or collapse state with their autonomic nervous system. And those children really benefit from us working from the outside in instead of the inside out. So hang on, and I'll explain what that means.
Okay.
So Ryan DeLapp talks about how if we support kids by doing what they used to enjoy, children may be able to rekindle dormant interests. So as fall is approaching, simply adhering even to a schedule can have an activating effect for kids. Going through the rituals of getting dressed, taking a shower, or engaging in helping mom make breakfast or helping dad cut the grass, all of these things help move kids further up the ladder and will trump passivity. So when children resume their routines, they'll also experience micro connections that they might have missed throughout the pandemic. So it's just little things. As you think about returning to school, for example, it's the tiny stuff as we gain or return to our routines, like seeing someone on the way to lunch, or as you're walking to the bus stop, you see a neighbor and you say hello. You might arrive at school and see your teacher from last year or a new teacher you haven't met. All of these tiny micro social interactions can actually move children up the ladder because they are socially rewarding and help kids get back to that safe and social connection.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as children engage and invest more fully in their daily experiences, they start to find greater value and meaning. So it doesn't have to be big stuff. It can be little stuff. Look for moments when their interest gets sparked and see if there's a way for you to build on that. Again, it doesn't have to be about saving the world or something grandiose. Purpose can be having a reason just to get out of bed, to take care of yourself each day and doing the best you can with the experiences that are present in your life.
Mm, really good information. I'm sure a lot of families will benefit from that. Thank you, Kimberly. Couple of locations of Eckert Center in town to book an appointment with Kimberly and her team. And of course, also you can do virtual visits, telepsychology.
That's right. So again, I really encourage people to visit our website at eckertcenter.com so they can get a sense of the services that we have, from counseling to assessment to our coaching services that support children who are wanting to focus on academic skill development, or for our children who need support in their social skills.
Okay, thank you. And Kimberly, good to point out as well, I know we have before, but many parents, these kind of sessions often in their benefit plan.
Exactly, yes. So extended health care, it's extremely useful, and we make sure that your insurance is maximized, and it's definitely worth checking out your plan to see what services that you do have available each calendar year for each family member.
Indeed. And of course, right now, your chance at a free initial visit, thanks to Kimberly and her team. That's going to go to who?
Caller number 4 today,
caller 403-276-8888. Kimberly, I guess we've got one more tip to get to. We'll do that next Wednesday. You have a great day today, okay?
Thank you, Mike. You as well.